getting rid of the chametz. We're now within 30 days of Pesach, so like I just said, it's appropriate to learn about the halachas of Pesach, and that's what we're about to do. The mitzvah of Pesach. Okay. The mitzvah is hashivas as chametz. The mitzvah to get rid of chametz. So the Chada says, the hotzir koch lechem chametz mishmiraseinu, to remove all chametz from our dwelling places, biyom ha'abos of Nisan. On the 14th day of Nisan, shenema, ach biyom harishon tashpisu shlomo v'techa. On the first day, you should get rid of the sa'ar v'techa. Sa'ar is the thing, is yeast that makes things rise, and that's chametz as well. So the pasuk says, ach biyom harishon tashpisu shlomo v'techa. The first day you should get rid of the chametz. What does the first day mean? Doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. Pirush, Rishon, what does Rishon mean? Kodem l'Pesach. It's a very odd expression that the Pesach used to say. Rishon, you would think it means the first day of Pesach, but no, it means, Pirush means before. Rishon also means before, earlier. Like it says, the Pesach says, the Gemara and Sacham brings the Pesach that also proves this, brings out this point. That Rishon sometimes means first, and sometimes it means earlier. What is it earlier? Previous Rishon called him with Pesach. Before Pesach, the day before Pesach, that's when you should get rid of the chametz, which is on the 14th day of Nisan. Pesach is the 15th day of Nisan. On the 14th day of Nisan, you should get rid of the chametz. Okay. Now, Mishat Shemitzvah Zu. The root behind this mitzvah, Kadesh and Nisqar Hanisa Shem Mitzrayim. And what do we have to get rid of the chametz? Because we remember the miracles of Mitzrayim, Moshe Kosev, the Kol Pesach, and Rabbi Kol Pesach. That what happened on Mitzrayim? They didn't have time when the Yidden were left Mitzrayim. There was no time for the chametz, for the dough to rise to become chametz. So therefore, Shem told us we have to remember those miracles that we left Egypt, and we have to remember that by not eating things that are chametz material. Okay? That's the root behind this mitzvah. Dini ha-mitzvah, so the Mechaber continues, the halachas of the mitzvah, you go and shas, the Urom and Hayom Asayim, when do you have to get rid of the chametz? You have to get rid of the chametz the first hour of the day, the second hour, right? The mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. So we say that the halacha, the Minat Torah, has to be rid of by chatzos. Minat Torah, you have to get rid of the chametz, the chatzos, but the chachamim made together that even you have to get rid of even earlier the chatzos. Let's make that clear. Minat Torah, you could eat chametz until chatzos. Eating chametz, the time you have to get rid of the chametz, that's the time at Minat Torah you can't eat the chametz. There's no in-between time Minat Torah. The Chachamim said no. Chametz that will make a geder, the 2 hours beforehand already you have to stop eating chametz. The fifth hour and the sixth hour you can't eat chametz. That means until the end of the fourth hour we can eat chametz. Then the fifth hour they said you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you're allowed to have hanor. And the sixth hour, they said, that's the final time that you're allowed to burn the chametz. You're not allowed to even have enough during the sixth hour. That's what I would recall of him. We have to just double check that. So the geder of the chacham is more on the eating and on the hanok. They forbade hanok, the eating from 2 hours beforehand. They forbade hanok from 1 hour beforehand. But the burning of the chametz is allowed to be done until the sixth hour. We just checked up the Mishnahs in Sachem Perek Aleph, Mishadalah, where's the Machlokes to Remei and Rabbi Yehuda, and we go like the Rabbi Yehuda, like Mishnah Severus, come to Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, they eat the chametz, the chacham said you're only allowed to eat it until the end of the fourth hour, and the fifth hour you don't eat it, you don't have to burn it, you can have hanah. The sixth hour you burn it. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so it comes out that the Gzeir, the Chacham, didn't make a gedder regarding burning. They allowed you to burn it according to the time that you had Minat Torah. You had to burn it by the time Chatzos came back. They left intact. They only were, they made the gedder regarding Hanah and eating.
Okay.
Dine mitzvah on Shabbos, biru mina yom masai. When do you have to get rid of it? Umahi ash basasa. And how do you get rid of it? You have to burn it, or you could do it, or anything you want to do. You want to make it hefker, a bittul, what do you have to do? Is the makom sorach hachafso? Which places do you have to check? You know, famous makom machnisev chametz, or a bedika place that usually you bring a chametz, and a bedika place that you'll never bring a chametz to, on top of your swarm shank, and you never put anything on top. You know, it's all the way up, and you can't, it's up to the ceiling, It's obviously not a place that needs, right? There's certain places. Sometimes people get carried away. They check places that the chametz never get there. Or sometimes the chametz, whatever. So that's based on Mokam and Sorach, where you don't have to check the chametz. Checking the chametz, some people make it what they call spring cleaning also. There's always, we're talking about getting rid of chametz. It's not, I remember Boomerkrantz points out, it's not a time of the year, Pesach. If you want to do your spring cleaning, fine, but don't say Pesach is hard because I got to do all my cleaning. You want your windows to be clean. You want to clean your windows. You want to shampoo your rug. You don't have to shampoo your rug. You clean your rug. You put a vacuum cleaner. You don't have anything on it. That's good enough. I mean, you don't have to shampoo it. Whatever people do, because it's a built-in cleaning time for the year, like anything else. And something is a kviz, it's built in. So people ask me, but you have to know. That's why it's very important to know what's the halacha. What are the things of the halacha requirement? Then a person will know what if push comes to shove, if he sees that that it's too much for him to do all the spring cleaning, to know what he has to do. When a person doesn't know what's the necessities and what's just the nice thing to do, you want to do it, then sometimes he gets overwhelmed. Then he might not do even the bare necessities. That's always the halacha. It's everything. It's always that way. You have to know what's the halacha. You know how to take it from there. Like sometimes people who don't know the halacha, they think, let's say, that someone told me this regarding, let's say, in Yonit Sneers. See, if a boy will go ahead and he will, let's say, touch a girl, and therefore he thinks that that's equal to doing much more things with the girl, but there's no, if you will understand that, if you understand that this, even though both are us, but I'll understand where each one is, so then maybe he won't say to himself that if he transgressed A, when B and A are the same thing. He has to realize, he has to know what's A, what's B, what's C, and then it will even save him when he's doing Averis, there's small Averis, big Averis. But if it's bad to give an example with Averis, but I understand that there are people who make this mistake, that they think everything is the same. And therefore, once they did one thing, they say, once they did that, they are able to, no difference. If they would know the halacha, they would know that, okay, they transgressed that, but stop. It's not the same. They're doing that and doing this is not the same. Meimasim would tell us a mitzvah of Yosef Derech, and when the mitzvah of checking his house is upon him when he goes out to the Derech. In Shulchan Aruch is a discussion if a person leaves Zichron Halacha to be leaving his house 30 days before Pesach or within 30 days before Pesach. Because once you're within 30 days before Pesach, you're ready Shalom Medoshim Halachas Pesach. Then already the chiyuv of bedikah already is upon the person. So there's a halachas, technical halachas that I discussed over there. The imchal arba'asa, the nisim of Shabbos, what's the din if the 14th day comes down on Shabbos? What do you do with your... If you turn the page. See, it's on the right side. You have three different...
Yeah, 34... 30, oh, skip 35 altogether.
Right, skip 35.
I see.
It's a big mental thing.
Yeah.
What's the din in Michal Gedal Mitzvah Mishabbos? Ech Yedino. What do you do if the 14th comes down on Shabbos? What do you do with Banim Bedika? What's the halacha? Now, Bittul Bepeh. And what about the, and also besides getting rid of the Chametz, till now he was talking about removing, getting rid of the Chametz. Biuro Mina'olam, right? Burning it or whatever way he was talking about getting rid of it. Now he says, Ma'abitul Bepeh. There's another thing. You have to make it null and void. You have to say, Ma'abitul Bepeh. The Sarach La'aso, it's no Sefalabi. You have to do that in addition to the beer, in addition to the getting rid of the Chametz. Yes, the Peratel. And the other halachas mivorim et pesach rishon. In the first parak of Pesachim, it's discussed over here. And the hengmas mechamaka mechozman, mischarim in the cave. It's mitzvah is made by all places, all times, by males and females. Ve'oiver alea, if someone was oiver below ishpisu, then one, if he was oiver alea and he did not get rid of the chamed, bito aseid tashpisu. He was oiver, he was mevatel of mitzvah asei of tashpisu, of getting rid of the chamed. Vimi ish chamez mishkin aseinu, and if he has chamed in his mishkin osav, in his places, so what's the halacha? Uve gam kein, we're on the... On the bottom of 36. He's over not only the over on he was a vato and a say, you have to get rid of the chametz, but you're over press over a los assay, because it says you're not allowed to have sor in your house. Aval ain't looking at lav zeh, but he does not get malchus on this lav of sor that he wants to bateche, im lo osa bo maisa. If he didn't do a maisa, he doesn't get malchus. Shehalocha hu, shehalocha lav she'im bo maisa ain't looking at lav. First, if a lav that there's no maisa, a person doesn't get malchus on.
So you have to physically do something with the chametz?
Okay, right. So they say it would imply you have to, let's say, buy the if you would buy chametz on Pesach, then you would be able on the lab of Soleim once you did an action. You bought chametz. But if you just have chametz in your house from before Pesach, it was found in your house chametz on Pesach. It was there beforehand. You didn't do any action. It was there from before. Meaning, but it says so lo yimotzei b'batechan, that when Pesach comes, sir can't be found. So if it's found there and you didn't do an action, it was there from before Pesach. So it's called a lav she'ein bo maisa. However, if you go to the store on Pesach and you buy and you do an action and you made the chametz found an action on Pesach, then you are over on the lav and lav sheish b'maisa, and then you'll be chayv malchus. And I think that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says if you buy chametz on Pesach, because we'll see that in the chinuch, a person will be chayv malchus.
So if you do it, if like just say you're lazy and not fresh. So that's not a lav sheish b'maisa.
It's still a lav. It's still a lav. Right. It's a lav. Lav sheish b'maisa. You won't get malchus. However, if you go ahead and you bought it, the Rambam says if the Minchas Chinuch brings down the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mechilchas Chametz Amata Halacha Gimel. If you the Kana Chametz Loikem Neishasa Maisa. If you bought Chametz, you get Malchus. Even the other people argue on him. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Chinuch is obviously going with his Rebbe or whatever the 200 people that he follows. The Rambam saying a person will get Malchus that way. Okay, imagine all Jewish people that go to the store on Pesach, who are you know, the Orthodox Jews obviously don't buy chametz, but the non-Orthodox Jews who buy chametz on Pesach will be just for the buying of the chametz on Pesach will be just, according to the Rambam, will deserve malchus for that. Okay, it's shogeg, they're not warned, they don't get malchus. They ask a question. If you look, I don't know if you have it. You don't have it here, even though you have three pages, capital three pages, but I didn't make it with the fourth page, because there's only like three lines of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that you don't get Malchus on this lav if you didn't do a Maisa. Okay, we're learning over here the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of getting rid of Chametz. We said within 30 days of Pesach is a din of Dorshin Mehilchas Pesach. I already started learning Hilchas Pesach from Purim already. We're already past Shushan Purim already, we're already later. It also happens to be the yard site of my grandmother was like today. Like I said, my grandmother said, Shia Tanei should be Lili Nishmas Anaslata, was her name. The question, so we the mitzvah to get rid of the chametz on Pesach. So the mitzvah is, we say, the chinuch says you have to get rid of the chametz on the 14th day of Pesach. You don't wait till Pesach at night. The mitzvah is by the mitzvah of Minatorah is by Chatzos. when the 14th day, when 14th day Erev Pesach comes, if tonight would have been Pesach, Chassos, which today is 12 o'clock around, by 12 o'clock the Chomets had to be out. Minat Torah, correct? The Chachamim, we said, made a gather, and Chachamim want to protect us, they make safeguards, they don't want us to be punklach. It's dangerous to be punklach, right? What happens when punklach, we come late. Something's supposed to be at a certain time, try to be there on time, you miss the time. So the Chachamim said, listen, if we're going to say that you have to get rid of the Chumash by 12 o'clock, if the Chumash said, if we're going to say you're allowed to eat the Chumash till 12 o'clock, so what are people going to do? They might eat it till 12:01, 12:02. So the Chum said, that eating of chametz, you have to stop eating earlier, 2 hours earlier. And the Gabi Hanor benefit, they allowed you to have benefit of an extra hour, meaning they only took away 1 hour of Hanor, even though you're allowed to have Hanor till 12 o'clock, and they only allowed to have Hanor till 11 o'clock. And they said from 11 to 12, you should burn the chametz. It's interesting, they did not make, it sounds like they did not make a geder regarding the burning of the chametz. But unless you say once you now have unknown the chametz, obviously people are going to, what else are they going to do with the chametz? They're going to burn it. It's interesting, I don't know if there's a little deal, it says, v'sorfen b'tchila sheish, the Mishnah says, in the beginning of the 6th hour. It could be the Mishnah's hinting to us, don't wait to the end of the 6th hour to burn the chametz. Because again, you're going to wait to the end of the 6th hour, you're going to have problems. You wait till chatzos to burn it, and after chatzos, you already have chametz, you have to have chametz afternoon. Afternoon. Afternoon time in the afternoon. So therefore, it's just interesting to know, I'm not into Masechus Pesachim now, I really got to learn it first part of to get into it. See, why didn't they make a gedda? But like we said, a gedda, they needed to make a gedda by a chametz, by eating it. First of all, people are used to eating chametz the whole year round. That's also probably another reason in the equation. People are used to eating chametz, so therefore it's easier for a person to come be a chametz. More, therefore we should protect it more. However, once we said you can't have anah already, so therefore obviously they're going to go ahead and burn it. They have no use for it anyways. That's the halacha burning in the beginning of the 6th hour. So the question is, you have to get rid of the chametz. And we say, what do we say you have to get rid of the chametz? And also we make a bittul. So the question is, in the Torah, do you need to do both? Do you have to do a bedika? Do you have to search the chametz and burn it and do bittul in the Torah? Or one is enough? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down clearly that Minat Torah, most people agree, only one, you only need one. Either Bittul, either Yumavakli, you say, all my chametz that I have, that I know about or I don't know about, it should be null and void, and that's sufficient, right? But the Rabbanim said, listen, we all have to protect, maybe, you know, you have chametz that's worth a lot of money, maybe you're not going to really make a Bittul, you're not going to with a real full heart. Because you have to make it hefty, you have to say, I don't want it, like it's not mine anymore. Therefore, the chametz that you have to make a bedika, you have to search out all your chametz and burn it. So nowadays, people don't want, if you have a lot of chametz, if people have a chametz worth a lot of money, so what do? They sell the chametz instead of, because they have no choice. What choice do they have? Either have to make it hefker, but we said the chametz said that that's not sufficient. You have to check out, search out your chametz. So the chametz, why did the chametz say you have to search out your chametz? Because they're afraid you're not going to make a good bittul. Also, the chametz said, even if you search out your chametz well, there's another problem. Maybe you're not going to find your chametz, some chametz, right? So therefore the chametz said, you have to go ahead and mevatel any chametz that you don't see. Just want to see to get the lesson of Mishavur and Simon Toklam and Aleph. When he's there in Sif Beis, he says, when a total one is enough. Because when you mevatel it and you make it hefka, it's not yours anymore. So you're not over by your rabbi, your matzeh. Certainly, if you go ahead and you checked out and you got rid of the chametz, if you would have done that, also you don't have chametz. But Chazal or Machmir, that one is not enough. You need both. Because they were choishish, but after bittul, since bittul is dependent on the thought of a person, maybe it will bother a person that has a lot of chametz that's worth a lot of money, he won't want to make it hefker. Even if he says it's hefker, he doesn't really mean it. So therefore the Chum said you have to go ahead and get rid of it. And also, another reason why Bittul was not enough, they said they were afraid. What happens if a person said, I'll make all my Chum is null and void? but he's so used to the whole year round eating chametz, so have the chametz in his closet. I'll go ahead. He said it's null and void, so it's not his anymore. It's Hefka. But he's so used to eating chametz, so go to the closet and go eat it. If the chametz, I don't want you to have it. I don't want you to have your chametz around. I want you to go ahead, search it out, and get rid of it. So why do you have to go ahead and make a bittul? Let's do a bedikah. Which I think if people forget to make a bittul. I think the bedikah, people know about every, you know, search this, you know, search for the leaven and the candle and everything. But bittul, I would think people, some people who are not knowledgeable, forget about the bittul. Also, people get so hooked into the bedikah, they forget they have to say something at the end. What if they say that at the end? Because maybe he didn't do a good bedikah, and he'll find something chametz and pesach. It's almost, you know, you try hard. As much as everyone searches out.
Why then? Why didn't you go ahead? In the whole house, make them crazy. Just do a normal cleaning. Maybe do a good cleaning. Make a bittul.
But still, even with normal cleaning, you still might find some chametz.
It's just
so you said a bittul. Well, like I said before, but since you still used to eat a chametz, you go ahead, you found it, you put it in your mouth.
There's nothing there. You don't clean. It's not clean. You went through all the drawers. I'm talking about every nitty gritty in the zach.
Some things, like you said before, are not necessary. I don't think it's necessary to shampoo a carpet. Or Google Pants talks about that, I said before. There's something that I say, washing the windows are not necessary for the biggest
washing
summits.
The windows is a spring cleaning.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of spring cleaning that goes on. There's nothing going on anyway. So they can do it. Right. I'm saying there's a lot of things that are not necessary to be done.
Point to know what anyone say also. Joe, Rebbe used to say to people, instead of this customary greeting, instead of kosher bismuth, used to say chag smeh for kosher. People would forget that all the preparations to be kosher, that you have to be happy too. So he used to put the smeh for the kosher. When it comes to face of people, and all the pressure and this and that, I got a piece
of meh. So we see that Chachamim Machmir, they were concerned that if people would... It required both.
No.
Your question was, why need both? What good, so different do both, but don't get over carried away at once. Yeah. I'm telling you, we don't get carried away at once, because they're afraid that they might find some chametz during Pesach.
So
someone by accident might eat it, maybe.
What do you mean? You need a cereal?
Oh, so...
You need a cereal? Okay. You need a
candy, you can eat a candy, right? Candy in the wrapper is a little dangerous.
Okay, look at the candy wrapper. Okay, but as I'm saying, candy in the wrapper, you find by basic cleaning. If you just go through the drawers, you find the real candy. It's no big deal.
You can ask the basic. What's necessary to say? How much is necessary? Whatever is necessary to... Where is it necessary? It's like the Chinuch says, the halacha says, where you have to check. There are places that Yechamitz usually enters, as we have to check. Like you said, if you have something, you have a Svaram Shake that goes to the ceiling, you know, you don't have to check on top of the Svaram Shake if you can't even enter, Yechamitz can't even go there, you know what I mean? But no one ever puts things up there, you know, how you don't have to check there. Not a place that chametz enters. They're halachas. You have to know where you have to check. You have to know where you don't have to check. You have to know how far. You know what I'm saying? There's a very big minchas chinuch here. In the beginning of it, it's a lomdash of minchas chinuch. Interesting shaila. So it's in the beginning of tes. Okay.
Lahasir.
You got it on the right, on the bottom left side. Lahasir kol chametz. Mevua berambam perik beis mechametz mas. That's where the halacha on the left hand on page 34. Bottom left. Right. Mechasek kol chametz. I want to tell you, Pesach is, you know, you're like almost 4 weeks away. I say that when you learn about the yontif, you feel the yontif and you appreciate the yontif. When the yontif comes, you're into it. Not that the yontif hits you. You hit the yontif. I don't know if that's the right expression. Not that, you know, you come and it's yontif. Okay, yontif is here. Okay, now I. But when you prepare for the yontif, you learn about the halachas of yontif, which is an obligation. You're supposed to learn the halacha from 30 days before. You talk about the yontif, get into the yontif, then you have a much more feeling for the yontif, appreciation for yontif. And I hope that we'll learn some mitzvahs that in the regard to the yontif, we'll have a better appreciation, a better feeling towards the yontif. You'll be into it. Okay, we're beginning the mitzvah chinuch and tes and hashpasas chametz. And getting, there's a mitzvah to get rid of chametz There should not be chametz in your reshus when Pesach comes. The assay of tashpisu, not of tashpisu, of getting rid of chametz. Now, Rambam Chasson says, in the beginning of Aleph, V'hu b'ramam v'chametz v'masah, v'hini b'nyonim elo v'hid b'nyonim harichu harishonim v'achronim. The Rishonim and the Achronim have already went dealt with it in Lent. It's almost they didn't leave a place for me to get a name for my, for me to an open area. Everything was discussed. The Raharich of Prati Hanyonim, and to go into all the different technical details, Sarach Kuntras Miyuchid. I have to write it. This is the usual statement of a Minchas Chinuch when it comes to beginning. So I have to go into the technical details of this halacha of Tashbis to get rid of the chametz. I have to write a sefer on it. You can know that Minchas Chinuch could have written a sefer on it. I mean, the Ezek Havonis Hachiva, but that's not the purpose of this sefer of the Minchas Chinuch. I'm not interested in getting into all technical details. I'm interested in bringing up points of Minchas Chinuch, questions, ha'oris, interesting points, dinim v'alach. The echt of ksas bekitzer dina mitzvah. See, he calls it bekitzer. And if you look at the compass of 3 pages of the Mitzvah Schinach, and he calls it, okay, at least this first piece he's calling kitzer dina mitzvah. Behile lachoro. He has a big chakira here. Behile lachoro, behold, yesh suffik. There is a suffik. In ha mitzvah sasehi, is the mitzvah sasehi sheya chometz mushbas. The chometz, that there should not be chometz in the house on Pesach. I'm going to speak outside his chakir and then we'll see it inside. What's the din of tashbisu chametz in Pesach? Is it that I have to go in and do an action that I have to get rid of the chametz? Like I have to put on tefillin in the morning, I have to put on tzitzis. It's a mitzvah on me to go in and do something. Or is the mitzvah of tashbisu means chametz has to be wrested from the house. It means it's a din in the house. There shouldn't be any chametz in the house. Not that I have, there's a mitzvah that I have to go do an action to do to get rid of the chametz. If comes 12 noon on Erev Pesach, there's no chametz in the house, that's sufficient. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there shouldn't be any chametz. We'll call it God v'chetzah. Right, most probably, but I don't know why he doesn't use those terms. We'll see. Is it on me, like you want to say God, or is it in the house? Is it I have to get rid, I have a kumas, I have to take an action? In order for me to fulfill the mitzvah, I have to do an action to get, and we'll see how he's going to speak out differences that will come out from these, if we'll learn the mitzvah this way, or we'll learn the mitzvah that way. We're not just saying this way, that way, and there's no differences. There are differences.
Not just semantics.
Not just semantics.
You could have pointed like a gun and cleaned it up.
That's a good point. If it's a mitzvah on me to do, I can't be a shliach. So I can't, if I point to, let's say there's a dinner, ish mekadesh bo shlicho, a person could get married, could propose to a lady, himself or a shliach. The mitzvah himself, more than, because the shliach has the power, has an extension of his hand. It's like he is doing it. However, that doesn't apply to the mitzvah of tefillin, right? But, however, a goy is not a shliach. You can't appoint a goy as a shliach. If the house should not have any chametz, so if a goy gets rid of all the chametz, so the house doesn't have chametz. Let's say a similar chilek, I think. Want to ask something? No. Okay, so again, is the mitzvah, I have to do an action, or that there shouldn't be any chametz? And that's the question. Okay. Hini l'chora, yesh suffering, is a suffering. In the mitzvah sehi, sheyeh chametz mushbas. Now he's going to, the mitzvah is on the house. And the chametz should be rested from the house, and there shouldn't be any chametz. V'im yesho chametz, and if he has chametz, chutz masha over alo sase, besides that he's over alo sase, the ba'i yiroh, ba'i yimotsei, you don't want to have any chametz in the house. Over od al hase, he's also over on an hase. Torah says, you have to not have chametz in your house. And since you have chametz in your house, so you're over on a lav, ba'i yiroh, ba'i yimotsei, lo yiroh, lo yimotsei, ba'i yiroh, ba'i yimotsei, and also you're over on an hase of tashpisa. Then ain lo chametz, and if you don't have chametz in your house, ain't no over b'lav. You're not over b'lav lo yiroh lo yimotzei because you don't have chametz in your house. The gamma mitzvah sasei mekayim. You also mekayim the mitzvah sasei of not having chametz in your house. How are you doing? Gamma mitzvah sasei mekayim b'shev v'al taseh. You hear these words? B'shev v'al taseh means you're just sitting and you're not doing anything and you're getting credit for mekayim a mitzvah. But the fact that that there is no chametz in your house, you are becoming a mitzvah. Shabbat, you're sitting, you're not doing anything. Comes 12 o'clock, and you look in your house, there's no chametz, you are becoming the mitzvah. Kimok is Shabbos v'yontif, just like the Shabbos and yontif. Ike aseid v'shabboson, v'asiyas melacha. It says the lesson of Shabboson. The Shabbos is the Shabboson, it's a day of rest. Now, what does that mean? The day Shabbos, you have to rest from melacha, right? So what does that mean? If a person doesn't do melacha on Shabbos, so first of all, he's not transgressing the law, lo sasa kol melacha. There's a law that says don't do any melacha. And then there's another part that says Shabbos, it should be a Shabboson to you, right? It should be a day of rest. So if you don't do work, did you do anything? Are you not doing work? Did you do an action? Or you just didn't do anything? You sat in your house. A guy slept in bed the whole Shabbos. Besides, he didn't go to Minyan. He did things that he shouldn't have done. But I'm saying a person who just did nothing on Shabbos, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Seh. He didn't do any melacha. He rested. Torah says rest. What does it mean to rest? Not to do work. So he fulfills the Mitzvah Seh. So same thing over here. So let's see what he says. Mobi Shabbos Yontif. Ika Seh the Shabboson. Vasiyas Melacha. Is a Mitzvah Seh of resting from work. Vim ava v'asa malacha. If your person goes and does work on Shabbos, oiva v'ase. He is oiva on the ase. V'lo sase. He is oiva on the lo sase. He has to do work. V'hochi nami. And here also. Ika mitzvah kan. The main mitzvah is shelo yeh chametz b'shusa. You shouldn't have any chametz in your reshus. V'hu mishmas b'shusa. So since he doesn't have chametz in his reshus, so he's mekayim the mitzvah ase. Come on, mitzvah say the Shabboson. Like the mitzvah say of Shabboson. There's another mitzvah sonach here if you want. Like the mitzvah say of Shabboson. Now he says, we know there's such a thing as a lav habog b'chal aseh. Let's say, Torah says, es avehema ha-Torah tochlo, eat a kosher animal. Does that mean every time you ate tonight, anybody ate meat tonight for supper? Did you fulfill a mitzvah sasei of the Torah by eating meat? Or you did not transgress, you weren't even on a lot of eating tray. What happened tonight by you today? Well, let's talk about Shabbos. People have a chunk in Shabbos, right? So you had meat on Shabbos. Every time you eat a piece of meat, do you fulfill a mitzvah sasei because the Torah says you're supposed to eat kosher meat? Or that's not, or the pshat is over there. So the Ramban writes, that no, if we're doing terms of eat kosher meat, what does it mean? Eat kosher meat and don't eat what? Non-kosher meat. That's called a lav that comes from an essay. A don't that comes from, you know, you could say a positive and you could deduce a negative. Right? It will say, if you won't go, if a stranger won't go into the Beis HaMikdash, he won't get killed. But if he won't go into the, what are we deducing there? If he will go into the Beis HaMikdash, he will get. That's the power of deduction. So I'm saying, I'm not the example exactly for this, but the idea is a similar idea. Eat kosher, what do we deduct from that? Don't eat tray. That's a lav, a negative saying. From the do that you're saying, we hear a negative, that you're not allowed to eat tray. And what does that have a din of? Does that have a din of a lav or an assay? It has a din of an assay. Since the Torah wrote it in a fashion of an assay, it says eat kosher, even though we deduce don't eat treif, which is called a lav that comes from an assay, but that has a din of an assay. Okay? So the Ramban says you don't fulfill a mitzvah every time you eat kosher meat. You know, if you shecht the animals, then the discussion will be, you shechted it, you did a mitzvah, maybe let's say you fill the mitzvah by shechting it. You did it, mas shechta. Well, let's say, betumah, let's say eating the animal. Every time you eat, as long as you eat a kosher animal, you're not filling a mitzvah, say. Except you're not transgressing the Torah as well, because you didn't eat trade. So he says over here, that's not the case over here. Over here, by you not having chametz, you did fulfill a mitzvah. That's what he wants to say. Here it's not that it's like alav habam mechase. He said, chametz should be rested from your house. So therefore, you say it means you shouldn't have chametz. So he says, it's not. Therefore, you're going to tell me if you don't have chametz, it's like if you don't have chametz, maybe it's like you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. He says no. By the fact that you don't have chametz, if the chametz is rested from your house, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. Okay, let's go back inside. It's interesting how he throws around a lot of different concepts. You know, you're familiar with some of these concepts. So he says, "The lo have kamo lav habom mechlal asay." Where is this? This is It's about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines into the mitzvah. Okay, the second word from the line. The lo have kamo lav habom mechlal asay. It's not like a lav habom mechlal asay. The ainu mekayem a mitzvah. But you don't fulfill a mitzvah. They may not over it. When you don't transgress it, you don't get a mitzvah. Rak ba'over al alav habom mechlal asay. Only when you transgress the lav, then over al asay. Then you're transgressing the asay. Oh, well, ain't a mekayem a mitzvah, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah every time you don't transgress. Ube emes b'shabbos ain't okay. But Shabbos, that's not the case. The Torah costs the loshen asay. Hamachayeves. The Torah said you have to rest. So once you rest, every time you rest, the actual resting on Shabbos, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. You get credit for fulfilling one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah is a new rest on Shabbos. Okay, mekayem asay. Okay, that's Shabbos mitzvah asay. The Shabbos the Yom Tov, the mitzvah for the Esra. There's a positive commandment on Shabbos. What's the positive? It's not only don'ts on Shabbos. Maybe people talk about there are a lot of don'ts on Shabbos. Right? People emphasize the don'ts, but there are the do's. The do's are to rest. Take it easy. Relax. That's the do, right? Take it easy from work. It's not just a prohibition from work. You know, it's a freedom from work, freedom from law. Yeah, right? You hear the point where it just says? Okay. Not that we just say people say you can't do work on Shabbos, it's that you rest on Shabbos. No, it's not just that it's a vacation. Today's a vacation day. You can say, it's not, one thing you can't work today means you can't work. One thing is that today's a day of vacation. Yeah?
You have a kid not to work.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, not only aren't you, well, but you have a kid to...
Okay, right. She said, okay, now, they said, Loki lava bomba chalase. But lava bomba chalase, we said, it's not counted like that. We said, if a person goes out and eats kosher meat, he's not getting credit. It's only one of the mitzvahs of the 613 mitzvahs.
Wait, over here, we're saying that Tashbisu is not allowed above the Falasay, and that by just not having the
chametz being rested from your house became a mitzvah, right.
Correct. But this is not really answering our shaila yet.
But this is one side. This right. is one side of the coin.
But it's still not answering our shaila yet, though. Is it like a gavur or a chefzah?
This would be, it's on the chefzah. This would be, we're saying it's not on you. You don't have to do anything. It's the fact that there has to be a rest from chametz in your house. According to this side of the coin, there has to be no chametz in your house. That's the mitzvah. Is there a rest from chametz in your house? You look into your house, wherever you live, and you peek in, and at that time, there's no chametz there, then you make the mitzvah say. I didn't say the mitzvah is a Rambam, sure, it's a shishi v'tovin. You'll understand this point over there. He says over there that a lav habom bechlal asay is not counted as if you fulfill the mitzvah every time you eat kosher. If kein hachinami, if you lo chomet, if you had chomet in your rishos, oiva al asay, the los asay, but the oiva al asay, and the los asay, because it says you're not allowed to have chomet, and chomet should be rested. It was written in a positive way, and it was written in a negative way, and you transgress. Then ain't no chametz, and if you don't have chametz, mekayim gamkin on mitzvah tashbisu. You fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu after he shev bal taser, even though you didn't do anything, even though you just had to do nothing. Came noontime, and your house was empty from chametz. Now, how did it happen that it was empty from chametz? It could have happened 6 months ago, right? It could have happened the time for the mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. 6 months ago, you cleaned out your house, or you never bought chametz that year. You fulfilled the mitzvah of tashbisu.
Not very likely.
Not very likely, right? With these, ain't so much to this, it would come out. He wants to say, now he's going to come into nafkaminis differences. Like you said before, not just semantics. Ain't so much like shila chametz kodem pesach miyavaru. You don't have to make sure you have chametz in your house before Pesach and to get rid of it. Why? You just don't have to have chametz in your house. If you don't have chametz in your house, that's sufficient. K'mon mitzvah tzitzis. It's like the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah al kol ish Yisrael is a mitzvah on every Jew, luvos dalo kantos. To wear dalo kantos k'deila kayim ha mitzvah. In order to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah b'kum ma'aseh. The only way you're going to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, if you're going to sit back in your house, you're not going to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? How do we go ahead and do the mitzvah of tzitzis? We don't have four corners. We're not wearing four-cornered garments. So what do we go ahead and we do? We go ahead and we buy ourselves a baguette that has four corners, and we go ahead and we put tzitzis on it. We have to take an action for us to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis, correct? We brought the mitzvah to us, right? But the mitzvah is on the corners of your garment to have a garment that's to put tzitzis, correct? But here you don't have to go ahead and do anything. You can sit back and relax. You don't have chametz in your house, you're all right. The melon is came on mitzvah. Here the mitzvah happens by itself. Ain't so chazak kala chametz. You don't have to go ahead and buy the ten pieces of chametz before. Okay, that's sort of a dika we do it for. But the idea, you don't have to have any chametz in your house beforehand. The reason why we buy the chametz before, let's say a person makes a bedika, and he makes the bracha on the bedika of the chametz, right? So what's going to happen if he doesn't buy any chametz or put any chametz on? If he doesn't find any chametz, so someone will say maybe you would. Maybe the bracha was levatola. It was bracha for no reason. We made a bracha. Because what do we do? Before we make a bedika chametz, we make a bracha. And then we go ahead and we make the bedika. And after finish the bedika, we make a bittul, right? And we also make a bittul again in the morning after we burn the chametz, the second bittul. And it's just a halacha regarding the bittul that we make on the night of Pesach, night of bedika, is that the bittul we have in mind only for chametz. The different chametz that we didn't see, the chametz that we did see, we go ahead and we have them on. We want to burn, right? If you look in the lashon of the bedika, that we say the lo chazite, a mevatel. This is what I recall from last year. I didn't look it up, but I presume this is calling correctly. But the bittel that we make on the night of Pesach is I'm only mevatel the chametz that I did not see. But the chametz that I did see, that I found, I don't want to be fatal. I want to go ahead and burn that chametz. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of burning the chametz. So you need to burn the chametz. So I don't want to be a fatal that chametz. So see, so it's important. People also forget about this bittul after the burning the chametz. People don't think it's, people forget about that also. A lot of people, I used to burn chametz myself. A lot of people used to ask me for the paper. But I think people forget about it, because then you have to supposed to move out the way that's what.
Why do we have to burn it? If we're saying the whole mitzvah tashbisa is just not having it in your house.
He has a shot in the deraisa. We say in the derabbanon, we say you have to do both. You have to do bedika chametz, to search out the chametz, to get rid of it, to burn it, or whatever, a different way to do action, bedika and to do bittul. The chachamim want to protect us. Okay. Also, people, I think I should be aware of, during the bedikin, once you make a bracha, you're not supposed to be talking about other things, and it's really a serious thing. You're making a person making a bedika. You have to check. It's not just a ceremonial thing that, you know, put out 10 pieces of chametz and it takes 2 minutes and the bedikah is finished. That's not the way. A bedikah, checking for chametz, is the real bedikah. The chametz said this is the night, you have to do a real search. He says, number one, he says, you don't have to go ahead and have any chametz, you don't have to bring the chametz into your house before and then to get rid of it. As long as there's no chametz in your house, it's good enough. If someone wants to go ahead and burn your chametz at Pesach, which means, let's say you didn't get rid of your chametz before Pesach, so you were over on a berry, yet you're supposed to get rid of your chametz before Pesach. But during Pesach, you also have a mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz. Now what happens if someone else goes ahead and he takes your chametz that you wanted to get rid of, and he gets rid of it for you? So he took away a mitzvah from you. You had an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he took away your mitzvah. Right? So in general, we would say, if I have a mitzvah to do, and you go in and take a mitzvah, let's say kisei adam, but the mitzvah when you shaft a bird or a chaya wild animal, you have to cover the blood. But what if someone else covers the blood instead of me? He has to pay me a knas. He took away the mitzvah from you. So the question is, what will be over here if someone else pretended burns my chametz? So he says, this will be a difference. If the mitzvah is just you shouldn't have chametz in your rishus, so even if someone burned your chametz, you still fulfilled your mitzvah. You don't have chametz in your rishus. But if the mitzvah is that I have to get rid of my chametz, I have to do an action, I didn't do anything. He did it. He took away the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah on me to do it, and I didn't do it, and I didn't appoint someone to do it for me, he did it on his own. So I would lose out in the mitzvah, and I could go ahead and say shemish, but I could go ahead and get a knas. I don't know halachah is it today. If someone takes away your mitzvah, I don't know what. If you want to bring them to court, I don't know what, if these halachas apply that we go with the court's court. But it's not a joke. You know, when people say you took away my mitzvah, every mitzvah person does is racking up points for himself and much more. Someone wants to go ahead and take your Lulav and Esrig away and not let you from carrying the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig.
It's the
Eber. But what would you do? You would feel it's terrible. The same way we understand that, every mitzvah that, if I had the mitzvah to go ahead, is a mitzvah to cover the dam. You make a bracha before, right? Remember, there's a mitzvah to cover the dam. Someone else go take away the mitzvah, took away something from me. Yahweh has a knas. But he says, we're going to have to mean him, Echad Rosh Lebarachem, so the Pesach HaBarach HaVachatui Menu, someone else and went ahead and grabbed away his chametz, the Mimbiro, and he destroyed it. Mavur V'chor Shemishu Tzimit Shin Pei Beis Tepal Tamanei L'chaveir L'asas Mitzvah. If you held back your friends from doing a mitzvah, you go and Shechotas Mitzvah Skishui. If you grabbed away the mitzvah of covering the blood, Sorach L'shalimo, you have to pay him. Of a kind, but over here I keep a name mitzvah kalal of the kumasei. I have to do a mitzvah by taking action. And with the mailer this kind of mitzvah, the mitzvah happened by itself. The fact that there's no chametz in my property, I fulfill the mitzvah. So who cares if someone else went ahead and he destroyed the chametz? Now there's no chametz in my rishus. I have the mitzvah. So he didn't give away a mitzvah from me. Is it clear? Al kein lo chotav menakal. He did not give away the mitzvah. Keep a chol inyan shemushmas min ha'olam. As long as there's a rest of chametz from the world, mekayim bala chametz mitzvah say. The owner of the chametz fulfilled the mitzvah say. Have the chol inyan. Come on, say the Shabbos and Yontif. It's completely like Shabbos and Yontif. Oh, Dilma, that's one side of the coin. If the mitzvah is, there should not be any chametz mirushah. Oh, Dilma, now it's on the other side, the mitzvah alav bekum ba'asei the yashbis ha'chametz. You have to go ahead and get rid of the chametz. It's a mitzvah on you to do an action. V'imei lo chametz, and if you don't have any chametz, lo kayem asei. You did not fulfill the mitzvah asei. Tashbis. Go ahead and get rid of, destroy chametz. What would you say? The Torah says, what does the Torah say? Achbim risha tashbis, so get rid of chametz, it's be arrest from chametz from your house. So well, the question is, what happens if I don't have any chametz in my house? Am I fulfilling the mitzvah or not? According to this, the first side of the coin, we said yes. The mitzvahs don't have chametz. You don't have chametz. But the second side is that you have to do an action. You have to destroy chametz. You have to get rid of chametz. It's not just it's something that can happen by itself. So therefore, if you don't have chametz, you have to go out and get some. Mimim l'chametz lo kiyem asay. You don't have to fill the mitzvah asay. K'moshim mishayim lo dal kantis. A person who doesn't have a beggar at four corners. He deina oiver. You didn't transgress the mitzvah asay of having tzitzis. Mikomokum lo kiyem a mitzvah. A person who never wears a four-cornered garment never gets the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hachinam mikan. Here also will be the same thing. Mohasam, the mitzvah of Liknos Talos. It's a mitzvah for him to buy a talus, Kedelakayim, Mitzvah Hashem, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, we buy a talus. Achinami mitzvah, also, it's a mitzvah to go after Shiloh Chometz, Kodin Pesach. He should have Chometz before Pesach. He should also be a talus. And you should get rid of it on the 14th day of the son, to the Lakayim mitzvah say become say to do an action to fulfill the mitzvah. Well, if he's there and according to this, and chotav acha mitzvah yado, someone grabbed the mitzvah away from you. Chayiv b'knas, he has to pay you a fine. Took away the mitzvah from you. Kmo shenifsa b'chayish mishpasham. Oh, the ish nafkamina. He had me in the mitzvah zuhi b'kum asay. If the mitzvah that you have to go in and do an action, im kain, if hishpas hachamitz pesach, if the chametz got rid of the chametz ayesh achlo, if you ate it, lo kayim ha-mitzvah, you didn't fulfill a mitzvah. What does that mean? Pesach comes, right? You have to get rid of the chametz. So to get rid of it before Pesach. By noontime, you had to get rid of it. Erev Pesach. Pesach came, you had chametz now. The guy goes ahead and eats the chametz. Now, he says, lo sochah chametz, right? You can't eat chametz. So he did an aveira. Now, there's a call called mitzvah ha-boba aveira. Mitzvah that comes out, that comes from an aveira. Let's say we say it's not a mitzvah. Okay? You're not yoytzeh the mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah that comes through an aveira, you're not yoytzeh the mitzvah. You don't fulfill the mitzvah. If the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah over here by getting rid of chametz? If the mitzvah is I have to do an action to get rid of chametz, so if I went ahead and I ate the chametz during Pesach, so since this mitzvah came about through an aveira, I don't get credit as a different mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is not that I have to go ahead and do an action to get rid of chametz, the mitzvah is there shouldn't be any chametz around. So even if I go ahead and I ate the chametz, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that there shouldn't be any chametz around. So then the mitzvah shalach wants to say that maybe I would be yoytzeh the mitzvah. But this is something we could question a little bit, because you could say, what's the mitzvah? Even if the mitzvah is that chametz, there should be a rest from chametz, but that happened through my eating. So still it happened through an aveira. Okay, but this is one of the meters the Midrash Sedech wants to say. So this is the shaila the Midrash Sedech has. What's the mitzvah of tashbis of getting rid of the chametz? Is it a mitzvah that you have to do an action to get rid of chametz, or you have to go, or the fact is that there shouldn't be chametz in your house? And he says there are many nafkaminas. And the Midrash Sedech is going to come out from, he has a long discussion on this, and he's going to say, that he's going to say that the Rashi and the Rambam hold that the mitzvah is b'shev al taseh. You don't have to do the mitzvah is that you don't have to do any action. The fact that it comes 12 o'clock, the mitzvah is 12 o'clock noon, there shouldn't be any chametz. There shouldn't be any chametz in the house. So once that once 12 o'clock noon comes, and you make sure that there's no chametz in your house, even if you don't do anything, there's no chametz in your house, the mitzvah is fulfilled. Yes, it's more about Michal, but the thing I wanted to just bring in with this shaila, to think about what the mitzvah of Hashpisu, the resting of chametz on Pesach is, that you have to do an action, or the fact that there is no chametz, that's the mitzvah. Now the question is, it says, the mitzvah says, B'yom HaRishon, the first day, which the Chinuch says it means the day before Pesach. The mitzvah of getting rid of chametz, not having chametz starts from noontime, Chatzos, of Erev Pesach. So the question is, does this mitzvah apply during Pesach as well? If a person, you're not allowed to eat chametz during Pesach, do you fulfill a mitzvah sasei of tashbis of getting rid of chametz on Pesach itself as well? Since the pasuk says, "Ach b'yom harishon tashbis," so the first, on Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of chametz. What happens if you didn't get rid of chametz erev Pesach? Does the mitzvah, I say, of getting rid of chametz apply minat Torah? Of course, Rabbanon, they would say you have to get rid of chametz just to eat it. Of course, it's minat Torah. Is there a mitzvah, I say? Or it could be you had to get rid of chametz anyway, so for other reasons. But the question is there a mitzvah, I say, you fulfill? Do you get credit for fulfilling a mitzvah, I say, of Shabboson by going getting rid of chametz during Pesach? So he says that the Noid of Yehuda writes that all 7 days is this mitzvah saseh. And every day a person will have, that will, if a person has chametz during Pesach, he also transgresses, besides, let's say, the Bal Yirah by Yimotze, like we said, from that you have to get rid of chametz because of Bal Yirah by Yimotze. But he also transgresses this saseh of Tashbis to chametz, if he has chametz in his house. And the Chassid wants to say, wants to answer a Rambam with this hakir that he has. And the Rambam says, if you go ahead and you buy chametz on Pesach, the person gets malchus. So the question of the Rambam is, why should you get malchus?
The lav
had nitzik laseh, right? Since the lav, he said, lo yor lo yimotze, right? You're not allowed to have chametz. And if you have chametz, you have to get rid of the chametz, right? It's a mitzvah tashbis. So like we said, the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz applies the whole Pesach. We know a lav that turns into, you have a way of fixing up the lav, say, now I have chametz. Or don't leave over to the morning. You leave it over to the morning, you have to burn it. So you don't, if a person leaves over to the morning, he doesn't get malchus. So why does the Rambam say if you buy chametz on Pesach, you get malchus? It's a lav that you have an assay, you can fix up the assay. So he says like this, that's only an assay that you have to do an action. When do we say a lav, let's say, zelo. He says if you're not allowed to steal. Torah says lo sigzo. But if you stole, what do you have to do? You have a way of fixing it up. You return it. So if a person steals, does he get malchus? No, but it's a lav that leads to an action. You don't get. However, so the question is over here, why if a person buys chametz, does he get malchus according to the Rambam? You have an assay, you can fix up. You bought chametz, you were over a negative, fix it up, get rid of the chametz. The terrace is, this mitzvah assay is different than the general. When do we say a lav that leads into an assay, you don't get malchus? That's when the assay is an assay that you have to do an action, a kumba assay. What if you fulfill the mitzvah assay, you have to take action? But since this mitzvah assay, you don't have to do an action to fulfill this mitzvah assay, because just not having chametz, the mitzvah is fulfilled, so it's under a different category. That's what the Shmuel Shnita wants to do to answer the question on the Rambam. Why the Rambam says he gets malchus. The Ha'oris on the Mitzvah Chinuch is, on the Chinuch, the Chinuch writes, if a person does an action, he gets malchus, right? We said he does an action, like he bought chametz. This is like the Rambam Shita. The question is, we said once before, if you could transgress the law in a way not getting malchus, without doing an action, so even if you do an action, you shouldn't get malchus. But if there's a time that you can transgress the law without doing an action, so even if you're going to do an action, if there's going to be a time you're going to do an action, you won't get malchus. So that's one of the questions they ask. Why should you get malchus over here? Since you could be over the law of slowly and mostly but just having it in your house without buying it. So why should you get malchus even if you do an action by buying the chametz? That's the question. One of the questions there. Okay, so mitzvah next week, Monday night, different mitzvah. Okay. Oh dear.